2009. I am your host, Matt, and we have my first intern to hit this new podcast, Jeff Jiggins. It's his real name, Jiggins. Say hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going, people?
He is a mod on PS3 News, right? You're a mod?
That is correct. I am a mod on PS3 News.
Now, what exactly do you do as a mod?
Well, usually I just troll, but I'm allowed to be there. I'm just shitting you.
You kind of just sit next to PS3 News, kind of at the same table?
Yeah, I'm cool because I'm with this guy, you know? So, I kind of just surf around. If I find some good news, I'll post it. Just kind of keep things clean and help out when I can, you know? There's not really much else you can do.
Yeah.
Now, I just like the place.
Before we get into any news, I gotta ask you, has there ever been anything interesting, like ridiculously interesting at PS3 News? Like you've had to ban somebody, hackers, something like that?
Well, I haven't been around for a very long time. I've only ever banned one person. That's because he was an obvious troll. The guy joins up to the website just to tell us how much we're all wankers and the site sucks. And
was wankers his official wording of that?
yeah, wankers was his official quote-unquote wording on that. He must have been from the UK, from what I can gather. And, you know, it's not too interesting, but that's about as far as I've ever had to swing my hammer.
That sounds not very interesting at all, but at the same time, it is.
Hey, you asked him. How's the matter, right? Ain't got shit.
Now, you said you haven't been there very long. What's very long? Like, you've been here since it's been PS3 News, or since it's been, like, PS2 News?
No, I've just been here since PS3 News. I wasn't really around during PS2 News times. I mean, I had dropped into the site. I hadn't registered, kind of just lurked around in the background. I've only been a mod, I think, for 2 or 3 months now. It hasn't been all that long, really, to be honest.
Yeah, I've been here for like a year and a half, 2 years now, I think. No, probably like a year and a half, I think, maybe at the most. But I don't remember who the mods are between. I don't know. I think I've seen you as a mod before, but I don't remember if you've always been a mod. So I guess
I haven't always been one. However, you know, when you're surfing around, you're just chatting to the people that you shoot the shit with. You don't really notice who they are, to be honest.
Yeah. So how did you become a mod then?
Basically, I'm an internet whore. I sit around on the internet for 8 hours a day, 6 days a week at work. So, I mean, if I'm going to be around, I told the boss, I said, hey, I'll help mop shit up and try and keep things moving smoothly and post what I can. And he said, that's cool with me. So,
yeah.
That's basically how she unfolded.
Well, see, that's what happens when we do this show. I mean, I didn't ask. I just kind of asked for his blessing and the fact that we can have the official podcast for PS3 News, because it seems like this week and between this week and last week, we've kind of jumped from just a website to more than that, so we can be on the go now with between the podcast, Twitter, and Facebook. So I think...
No, and I'll tell you what.
What?
I missed the first couple episodes. Like, I had no idea there was a podcast, and then I clicked the link, and I listened to them all, bam, 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 1, 2, 3 in a row, and I was just like, this shit's funny. I mean, you're getting the news, because I've been behind for the past couple days, and I'm getting the news, and I'm getting your funny insight, and, I mean, you share the same kind of insight that I do on a lot of this stuff, so... It's kind of a good thing. I mean, even if I miss the news, I'm catching up when I listen to your podcast. So I said, hey, why the hell not? I'll hop on here and see what I can do.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I try not to be a fanboy of anything. I mean, if anything, I've been called an Xbox 360 fanboy just because I say they do things better between their advertising department and things like that. Their online, and just their entire universal chat and things like that. I think that, like, when you read stories that were twice this week about the in-game chat and why it's not in here. Well, I mean, you can blame one company, but really in the end, it's not anybody else's fault but Sony's, because...
And that's the truth. And you know why? Because Xbox launched with that stuff. And I mean, like, they're not blaming one company. They made it happen. It's not a fact of, we can't do it because of this guy, we can't do it because of that guy. They're using your development kit. Why can't you swing it, you know?
Yeah, it's... Yes, I mean... If it's not impossible, and that's the other thing that I get annoyed with, is when Sony tries to do these things and, you know, it comes out half-assed or it doesn't work, or they're like, no, we're working on it, but we hit kinks. It's like, how come you manage to hit those things, but Microsoft doesn't, and they get their stuff out, they launched it with that. I mean, they had a year after Xbox 360 launched to catch up to their online, and... They didn't. I mean, I've had it since the beginning, and only now are you seeing certain things. Like before the in-game XMB, it was terrible. It had to be the worst thing. I mean, PS2 Online was probably just a bit. I mean, the same as the original PS3 Online. It was crap.
And I don't understand that really. I mean, Sony does. Great shit. Like, they really have in the past. If you look at their history with the PS1 and the N64, and they were just dominating factors in the gaming market there. And then you got the PS2, which was also a major hit, and it seemed like they did everything right. And then you just get the PS3, and Microsoft's walking all over them. And how long have they been in the game for?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the point that, I mean, people really need to realize is that, I mean, nobody is there to put Sony down except for Sony themselves. I mean, Microsoft was kind of a key contender, but at the same time, it's not Microsoft who rose, it's PS3, you know, it's Sony who collapsed. I mean, their launching price was what was really the key point of why people didn't do it. I mean, granted that the 360 launched earlier than the PS3, but still, I mean, they launched at $600, which was a ridiculous price. I still paid for it, but I mean, it was still a ridiculous price.
Oh, I paid it too. And I have to tell you the truth. Now, I love my PS3 and everything, and it's got some great games. Not only does it work with my Logitech G25 racing wheel, which is like keystone for me playing racing games, it does Blu-ray. If you take the time to sit down and look at its features, it does a lot of amazing stuff. But I mean, like, Microsoft just kicked its ass out of the gate. They had a whole year to see what Microsoft had on the table, and they totally fucked when they brought it out. I mean, for $600, you got shit besides the Blu-ray player and, you know, some kick-ass graphics and some okay game content for launch. I mean, like, they really didn't have a lot to back themselves up, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's just where I think that Sony really fucked up on that part. So, now that we've got that, by the way, I gotta say, I don't know what you do for your job, but I really need to do that, because if you can spend half your day online at your job, I need to be there.
I'm a PC technician, man.
That would explain it.
If you ain't got online, you ain't got shit.
You're working on somebody else's computer while you're on the internet at the same time on their computer.
Well, use a KVM switch, so I'll have a 4-computer KVM switch, work on 3, and have my own desktop that I just kick around on.
Alright, so now that we've gotten all of the out of the way, we have a few... It's kind of been a slow day in news-wise anyway, but I'm going to see what we can do, because I put one out last night. Or like during the day yesterday, so I think I want to get one in tonight before I take a break. So there's a rumor going around that Castle Crashers is going to be on the PlayStation 3 next year, in 2010 on the PSN. It's already on the Xbox Live Arcade, and it's pretty widely praised. I mean, I haven't, it's, you know, it's kind of an indie game, and I think that in the indie market, it was, it did really well, and it's won a few awards, as did Alien Hominid, because obviously Newgrounds, those were both games that started on Newgrounds.com, which is here in Philly, and I mentioned that, and both of them are really good successes, and I can't wait to see if they ever do put these games on the PSN, because I think they'll sell really well, especially Alien Hominid, which I know many people would love to see on the PlayStation Network, and right now they haven't. Whether that's just because Behemoth has given their kind of, I guess they had a contract with Microsoft, or maybe Sony didn't offer them enough money, who knows, maybe they just didn't go bother to ask them, but I think that, you know, they definitely need to, and I think that if this is a true rumor, that it's good news for PlayStation Network, and hopefully not the end we'll see of Crash Castles and Newgrounds, who I think is partners with Behemoth. Let's see what else we have here. Sony announces the iPad to hit stores on November 17th this year. That's incredible. I mean, what else would I rather be doing instead of, you know, I would love to sit next to my dog and play with a fake one on TV. That just sounds that sounds amazing to me. I mean, I just can't wait to buy that dog on TV.
Well, I was thinking, I'm going to reject my real pet because their needs are legitimate. And I'm going to hop over to the PlayStation game because I think, you know, if I forget to feed him, then it's all right. And it just takes much less work, you know. If I'm going to waste some time, I might as well, you know, not do the dishes. I'll hop on there and pet a virtual pet.
You know, why would I want a real pet that just barks and shits in the house when I can have a virtual pet, which I think they should have really added a key feature, which would have been iPet fighting. So, I mean, exactly,
that would have been a legitimate
thing to do. I mean, you know how many inner city children you could get off of dog fighting if you had iPet fighting? I just think that it's a...
I mean, not my chihuahua's going to beat the hell out of your Rottweiler because he's got a bigger EP in it.
I think that's a legitimate business to start. I think Sony is really on to something for families and for inner-city children everywhere. So, my hat is off to you, Sony, for that very nice piece of information video game that you're making.
You know, Mama can't afford to feed a dog every day for this month or maybe next, but you know, I can sit with the $60 to buy a virtual pet.
$60 for dog food for, you know, a month. I guess I'll go with that $60 video game.
What? You know, if you're dead ass broke, you know, that would be the smart decision, I guess.
Why have any real responsibilities in life anymore? I just don't understand. I think they should have a virtual house where you can just virtually live in there, kind of like home. But actually, you know what? Very much like home. I think if they made home correctly, I think I wouldn't even have to leave my house anymore. I wouldn't even have a life anymore. My life would be on that virtual character.
Yeah, screw physical socialization. You know, give me a goddamn dog on home and I'll be on there all the time.
The system, though, I don't know. It's kind of like the computer. I mean, usually when you're on the computer, you're on it so you don't have to talk to your friends. And I think the same is true with PlayStation. It's like usually I'm on PlayStation to not talk to many people and get to know people. And, oh, hey, what's up, buddy? That's not what I want to do. I mean, I don't know.
No. And I'm going to be honest, that's with me, too. I'll have messages in my inbox, and they'll be 4 or 5 days old, and I won't even realize it, because why? I'm busy playing a goddamn video game.
another report that came out is that the PS3 Slim, which is a piece of shit, is using half the power of the, quoting, I guess, the fat PlayStation 3 console. I don't know if you could call it fat. I'd say sexier to me. I don't know. It's shiny. It looks nice. And I'm not going to go on a rant like I did the other day about how much it looks like crap, because I've already done that. So I'm just going to go straight to the facts of why the PS3 Slim is using less power. One, because you can't run an operating system on it. Two, because the graphics card is weaker. Therefore, the fan doesn't have to do as much, because they already announced when they were launching the PS3 Slim that they were using the cheaper... it's not really improved. It's the same. It's like got the same, or just it got the same graphics quality to it. That it's just cheaper and smaller. And you know, there are also other key features to it, which I have mentioned: backwards compatibility, the USB cords. So.
You know, I would have really liked to see him bring back the other two USB ports. I mean, if you're going to get a game like Rock Band, and you got a couple wired guitars, you got to go out and buy a USB hub for that shit. I mean, what does the USB ports cost? Nothing. They've already got the USB hub in there. They might as well add the two extra ports. It must cost them, like, 25 cents a piece. Just throw those bastards in there.
It's the same reason. It's the same reason with this SD cards and all that stuff that they took away, which I think is a huge problem. I know why they did it, to save money, cut corners, all that shit. I mean, and they originally wanted to launch the PS3 with two HDMI cables, two Ethernet cord inputs, and I think it was still four USBs. But when I hear that stat today, it's just ridiculous, because I mean, it was already 600. They were claiming that if it was like that, it would have been 1,000.
Oh, well, there was rumors too that it was going to be its own router. I mean, yes, sweet feature. No, I'm not spending $200 extra for it. So I can understand why they cut stuff. But I mean, like, it seems like as the Sony PS3 progresses, as opposed to the PS2 and the PS2 Slim, I mean, it's just starting to lose features. Now, granted, the PS2 did lose its hard drive capability when it hit Slim. However, it had two USB ports when it started. It ended with two USB ports. I mean, like, there wasn't a big functionality loss there. Like, but as we see the PS3 models progress, we're losing stuff. We're losing compact flash, SD card, memory stick capabilities. We're losing USB ports. I mean, when it was in first development, we lost the capability to get a router. Granted, again, that it probably would have made it a ridiculous price. But, I mean, we're just cutting shit out. What are we going to be left in the end? We're going to be left with a circuit board in a cardboard box that you have to manually put the disc in again, like PS1. I thought we were moving forward in the technology here.
The other day, I mentioned how when the concept of it came out and people saw it, they were like, oh, that shit looks ugly. And now that it's the official and now it's not a concept anymore, it's the official product, they're like, you know what, it doesn't look that bad, but it still does. Who are they fooling?
You know, they're just kind of hopping on the bandwagon, maybe because that's, it is what it is, and you gotta accept it. But I mean, like, I didn't have any opinion on the way it looked. I thought the Slim feature was cool, but, I mean, again, we're moving forward here. Give me something that looks like a PS3, not a PS2.
So, that was pretty much the key topics of that day. I want to get to one more thing, just because I know that you're a PC tech guy. I use the web browser. The Google Chrome operating system. Rumors that... you saw the pictures, right?
I did see the pictures. Now they do look primitive. However, don't kid yourself, that may be close to what the end result looks like. Not uncommon for a Linux or a BSD-based operating system to have some sort of very minimal dash at the top of the screen.
I mean, I think they have to have, like, a Word like a Windows, Microsoft Word, though. I think they have to have something like that.
Bagpipes from Baghdad. What's going through my mind?